Well, now, here's a question for you. Does money buy votes? Yesterday, BC Elections BC released campaign financing disclosure forms. And they tell us how much politicians in municipal elections spent and received in their bid to get elected. And so our own Andrew Carriata dug into a few of the numbers.
Let's get this out of the way. Spending more money does not necessarily mean you'll get more votes. In Prince George, Don Zarowski spent over $72,000 in his bid to be mayor, but he was defeated by Lynn Hall, who spent just over half that, roughly $40,000. In Quesnel, incumbent Mary Shustrom spent more than twice as much as Bob Simpson in their race for the mayor seat, but Simpson still got twice as many votes. Money. The votes did follow the money in Terrace. Winner Carol Leclerc outspent her rival and runner-up Bruce Bidgood, but the difference in spending was small, just $500. And in Prince Rupert, winner Lee Brain did spend the most money. However, Jack Musalem came second, despite spending the least of all four candidates for mayor. The most expensive campaign was easily Don Zarowski's failed bid for mayor of Prince George. He spent more than the combined totals of all six mayoral candidates in Terrace and Prince Rupert. However, that wasn't enough to match the record set by previous mayor Sherry Green. In 2011, she spent $81,000 on her campaign. The cheapest mayor's race this time around was in Dawson Creek, where Dale Bumstead faced zero challengers and spent $0. Fort St. John Mayor Lori Ackerman could also have run a $0 campaign, but she spent $1,700 upgrading her website before finding out she would be standing unopposed. So let's say you want to run an election campaign in one of northern BC's cities. What's it going to cost? A successful campaign in Dawson Creek, Fort St. John, Terrace, Prince Rupert, and Quesnel average out to somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000. The price of winning is more than eight times that in Prince George, where the average successful council campaign was $17,700. And the cost of becoming mayor in Prince George over the last three elections has been, at minimum, $40,000. For comparison, the minimum down payment for the average house in Prince George is just $13,000. Start saving. For CBC Radio, I'm Andrew Carriata in Prince George.